Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, Ryan, we said a few minutes ago we might talk a little bit more about the World Series, so I'm going to do that, and I've got other stuff to add to it. But what an international World Series this was. Not only was it an LA-based team versus a Canadian-based team, but there were three Japanese players who starred for the Dodgers. I mean starred. Of course, everyone knows Shohei Ohtani. But Yamamoto, the pitcher, was the MVP of the World Series. He was insane the entire playoffs. He had two complete games back-to-back.
Wow.
Two nine-inning complete games back-to-back, which hadn't been done in 24 years in the baseball playoffs. I don't think he gave up a run in the World Series. Then he comes in at the end of the World Series, Game 7, and helps close it out for the Dodgers.
Wow.
The ratings for the World Series were up quite a bit, especially in Canada and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
It goes to show you also that baseball, which is very slow moving over time to adapt, the NFL adapts like in 2 seconds. So the NFL, it used to be baseball was America's pastime. The NFL is definitely America's pastime now. It's not baseball anymore. But baseball is starting to creep a little bit closer to returning to glory because they changed the rules. They got the pitch clock. The bases are bigger. The game moves faster. There's just a lot of things that baseball did to finally wake up and go, hey, we got to be relevant to, you know, this century. And this series kind of showed all of that, plus the international stardom. You know, the NFL plays in London and Berlin and Ireland and stuff. I don't see that as being as effective as having players from other countries playing on your teams because the people in those countries follow those stars. So Japanese people were waking up at, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the World Series. So I feel like baseball, you were saying you thought maybe this World Series got some younger people involved. I think it was one of those. And of course, the games were amazing. So,
you know, I know Japan is a lot smaller than China. And I know that Shohei Ohtani may be going down as the greatest baseball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all time.
Oh, yeah.
Not just his position or, you know, being able to do multiple roles or anything. It's just amazing what he's able to do. I think about back in the 2000s, Yao Ming in China. Now, China's much larger than Japan, but that one player as an ambassador to a country, we're talking billions of people like paid attention to the NBA because of that. And I think ever since then, these leagues are chasing these other countries for fan bases. They think if we can just find a way to connect to them, and you're so right, when you have a World Series like this and you have different players from different countries come in. They do everything they can to make this an international game because of it.
I totally agree. And as a side note, since I'm the horse racing guy around here, we did have the Breeders' Cup this past weekend, which is my favorite sporting event. Totally. I love the Breeders' Cup. It's just...
Is it exactly what it sounds like?
It's international. It is 2 days of racing. They get huge fields.
Oh, no.
And
it's... Not what it sounds like.
No.
2 days of breeding.
No. Oh, my God. No. It was started by the breeders back in the 1980s to celebrate what they do. But a Japanese horse won the Breeders' Cup Classic, which is the biggest race of the weekend. A Japanese horse, for the first time, won the Breeders' Cup Classic. Forever Young is his name. He finished third last year, and he was in the Kentucky Derby as well and finished third last year. So it was or maybe it was 2 years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. Anyway, the point is that the Japanese are very, very interested in making inroads into American sports.
Yeah.
And so... That was another just moment. They won the Breeders' Cup Classic, and I know it's a niche sport and most people don't care, but then hours later, the Japanese Stars won the World Series for the Dodgers. So it was a huge day in Japan, whatever time it was. I know that a lot of Japanese people were very happy this weekend.
Yeah, there's... Think about Japan and baseball. It goes back, of course, with the Mariners and the history with that. And my kid, who doesn't know a lot about, like, he plays baseball. He knows about the Tigers and he knows about the Cardinals. And that's about it because, you know, the two places where we lived. But when we were watching the Tigers play the Mariners, it was a game five.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that the Mariners had a Nintendo patch on their jersey. He thought, oh, maybe I like the Mariners too now. And then I had to explain to him the history between Japan and the Mariners and how some Japanese ownership tried to get into ownership of the Mariners, and Congress stepped in and said, you can't have a foreign entity own one of America's pastime teams. And it was such an interesting thing that was going on in the 90s there. But ever since then, you saw like Ichiro come in, and what a huge ambassador to the game he was. But Japan, you're right, I think for decades have really embraced things like baseball, and the baseball culture there is amazing too. I've seen people post photos of games they go to, packed stadiums. They love that sport there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the NBA is another example of a sport that has made inroads elsewhere. I mean, these are sports that were invented in the United States. It's not like we're talking about other sports that came from elsewhere. These baseball, obviously it came from cricket, but basketball was invented in Springfield, Massachusetts. And, you know, you go to China, you go to Eastern European countries, France, they are, the NBA and basketball, they're huge. And look at the stars in the NBA now. They're from those countries. So, yeah, it's good for the sports. It's good for American sports to have these international stars, and some of them are the best players in their sports. I mean, obviously Shohei is the perfect example, but Yamamoto is the most expensive pitcher in the history of baseball, and he earned every penny of it, you know, by the Dodgers logic. $325 million contract he signed, and he was unbelievable in the playoffs.
Yeah. Do you ever go to the actual horse racing tracks? You ever go betting on horses in person?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I used to work in the business for a decade, so yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I've been to tracks around the world, not just in the United States. I've been to the Melbourne Cup in Australia.
Wow.
I've been to the Curragh in Ireland, Royal Ascot in Great Britain. I've been to Hong Kong. You want to talk about... Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about... So, when I went to Hong Kong, they have two tracks there that are gorgeous. One of them is out in the country, Sha Tin, and then there's another one called Happy Valley. It is in the center of Hong Kong, and it is surrounded by these huge skyscrapers, and they race at night, and it
is gorgeous.
It's beautiful. So I went on a Wednesday night in, I think it was December, and the handle, which is the betting total, was something like $270 million on a Wednesday night card, which is more than we bet on the Kentucky Derby. They love to bet in Asia. Let me just tell you that. They love horse racing, and they love to bet on anything. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. So were you calling the games? Were you the person that was calling the horses as they're racing?
No, I was covering it as a journalist.
Gotcha. Okay.
I got the opportunity to go around the world and cover it, so it was a fun time in my life. And the Breeders' Cup having taken place this weekend, everybody pays attention to the Kentucky Derby. You know, outside of the industry of horse racing, most people don't care about the Breeders' Cup or pay attention to it, but I think it's one of the best sporting events in the world. And it was this past weekend, and it was phenomenal. It was at Del Mar in Southern California. Next year, it will be at Keeneland, which is just down the road, 64, in Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
It's a little bit of a drive, though, but still not that far, I guess.
Like 5 hours.
Oh, okay. So, well, awesome. I didn't know that about you. So you were a horse racing correspondent. Like, would radio stations like book interviews with you? Could you call in the morning show and give us results? Would they do things like that?
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. More the people want picks, though. They want you to tell them what's going to happen before the race goes off as opposed to afterwards.
There's a lot of fun names with horse racing. You really, the imagination, there's no ceiling to where your imagination can go.
You know what? That's a good point. There was a horse this weekend called AG Bullet. I'm pausing to see if you can figure out what that means.
No, I can't get it.
So he's a gray horse.
Oh, aging?
Getting
old?
AG, the two letters, A and G. Which is
to me, it sounds like he's, since if he's older, he's aging.
No, AG, as in the elemental symbol for silver. Silver Bullet.
Got it.
So you can be creative. You only can. So the interesting fact, you can only use 18 letters. Mm-hmm. So no horse can be named with more than 18 letters. You can use spaces, but that counts as a letter. But you only have up to 18. And there is an organization in horse racing that vets the names of horses. So people sometimes slip things through where people aren't quite paying attention, maybe,
like,
you know,
license plates,
sexual innuendos and things like that. But most of the time, you will get rejected if you're obviously doing something that's a little off color. So,
right.
So they do reject names. The Jockey Club rejects names all the time, people trying to get through. But I like stuff like that. AG Bullet, that's like, it's a gray, silverish looking horse. Silver Bullet, great little, you know.
Did he win?
She finished second.
She? Oh, second. Got
yeah.
it. Does it matter, male, female horses? Is there an advantage between the two?
Well, in international racing, like in Europe and other countries, they race against each other all the time. In American yeah. racing, we're pretty separated. But in the Breeders' Cup, you will get a mixture, more of a mixture. But they have separate races for the males and females, mostly. But then occasionally, you'll get a horse like A.G. Bullet was running against boys. Mm-hmm. And she finished second.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right, that's Scott on the spot. I'm going to jot down some horse names during the break and see if we can come up with
Oh, I've got some good ones.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.